Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today is the feast of St. Maria Goretti. Born in 1890, her father died from malaria when she was just 9 years old. And 2 years later, on July 5th, 1902, 11-year-old Maria was sitting on the outside steps of her home, sewing and watching her younger sister, Teresa, while her mother worked in the nearby fields. At the same time, 20-year-old Alessandro Serenelli was threshing beans in the barnyard nearby. Knowing Maria would be alone, he returned to the house and made sexual advances toward her, which she rejected. Then Alessandro threatened to stab her if she would not give in, but she would not, protesting that what he wanted to do was a mortal sin and warning him that he would go to hell. He attacked her and she fought desperately and kept screaming, "No, it's a sin. God does not want it." And he stabbed her 14 times before running away. Alerted by the noise, her mother rushed from the field and found Maria bleeding and took her to the hospital, but her injuries were too severe. The following day, 24 hours after the attack, having expressed forgiveness for Alessandro and stating that she wanted to have him in heaven with her, she died of her injuries. This young woman, not yet 12 years old, had great power, the power to resist evil, even at the price of her life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Alessandro was arrested and sentenced to 30 years in prison, where he was so unrepentant and violent that he spent most of his time in solitary confinement. However, one night, 6 years into his prison sentence, Maria appeared to him, and he saw her in a garden picking 14 white lilies, one for every stab wound, then handing them to him one by one. This gesture of forgiveness, this act of love, broke open the hardened heart of Alessandro. He immediately repented for what he had done, and he begged for a priest and made a complete confession. And after this miraculous encounter, Alessandro changed completely, and he lived out the rest of his prison sentence in humble contrition. Upon his release, Alessandro visited Assunta, Maria's mother, and begged her forgiveness. And she forgave him, and they attended Mass together the next day, receiving Holy Communion side by side. Assunta even went so far as to accept Alessandro as her own son, since he had no family. And soon after, Alessandro entered the Franciscans and lived out the rest of his life in prayer, penance, and humble work. Maria was canonized on June 24, 1950, by Pope Pius XII. Her mother, four of her siblings, and her repentant murderer were present, with more than 500,000 people, among them a majority of young people who had come from around the world. And during this Mass, Pope Pius asked them, "Young people, the light of the eyes of Jesus, are you determined to resist any attack on your chastity with the help of the grace of God?" And a resounding yes was the answer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Maria Goretti has a message for both women and men. God endowed men with greater physical strength to protect women and their children. However, women possess a different kind of strength, a unique moral fortitude that protects men. Women have the powerful ability to say yes and no. A woman's deepest desire is for a man to recognize her worth, cherish, and love her. Conversely, a man's strongest longing is for a woman, and he will strive to meet her standards because God designed a woman to be a precious treasure, deserving of a man who honors her dignity and greatness. While a man might feel aroused by a prostitute, he knows she can't inspire him to be his best self. What he truly seeks is a woman who will help him achieve his full potential. A woman can influence a man for better or worse, and men need the moral strength that women provide, the guidance to do what is right, and the power to say no, encouraging men to reach the heights of virtue. While misusing your feminine and sexual power to merely arouse men devalues you in your own eyes and in the eyes of men, turning you into an object for use. But alternatively, you can use your power to raise men up by insisting they become virtuous if they want your attention and love, proving themselves worthy of your value and upholding it. Now, a woman might fear saying no to a man, worried about being rejected and alone. Saint Maria Goretti upheld her chastity at the cost of her life. Are you willing to preserve your chastity even at the risk of loneliness? Because it's a risk worth taking. But rest assured, you won't be alone. If God intends for you to marry, He will provide the right man. So trust Him. The fear of being alone is a temptation from the devil. Trust that if you honor God and follow His will, He will take care of your vocation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Maria also has a message for men. Alessandro testified later in life that pornography led him down the path of ruin. Pornography and sexual indulgence lead men to treat women as objects to be used and discarded. Pornography also leads to physical violence. In every culture and every age, sexual sin leads to a taste for violence because the man is looking for stimulation, a rush. But sooner or later, he will become bored with sex alone and turn to violence for greater stimulation. The sexual decadence of the Roman Empire led to the violence of the Colosseum and the martyrdom of Christians. The sexual revolution of our culture inevitably leads to more assaults on women, not less, but also the terrible assault on children through abortion and even gun violence, and yes, sooner or later, the martyrdom of Christians. Jesus said, "If a man looks at a woman lustfully, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart." And then immediately he said, "If your hand causes you to sin, you should cut it off. If your eye causes you to sin, you should pluck it out." After all, he says, it's better to get into heaven missing a body part than have the whole of you get tossed down into the fires of hell. Now, sinful behavior and addiction are largely environmental. If you put folks in a certain environment, they're almost certain to give in to their temptation. But if you remove them from that environment, the intensity of their temptations and their likelihood of giving into it drops way down. This is just what classic moral Catholic advice has always said. Avoid the narrow occasion of sin. So men, you got to figure out what occasion you need to remove from your life. Turn your phone on grayscale. Or take whatever measures are necessary, because if you sin through pornography, it will take you down the road of ruin. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Lust tends to grip men. Resentment often grips women. Resentment is an emotion that is a mixture of disappointment, disgust, anger, and fear. And we can develop resentment when we've been hurt by others, and then we hold on to the hurt and become enslaved to it in bitterness, rather than being set free by forgiveness. If we don't forgive, then bitterness and resentment become the dominant passion in our lives. And resentment can lead a person to make their life force this idea: I will become so strong that I will never again be hurt by a man who has failed me, and I must become independent and never rely on another man, nor even upon God, for he too has failed me. Women experience resentment when their fathers aren't there for them, when men violate their dignity by objectifying and using them in relationships, or even when they lose a child. But the story of Maria Goretti is as much a story of victory over resentment as it is over lust. Maria had no father to protect her. She prayed for, forgave, and converted the man who killed her, and her mother, Assunta, welcomed into her family the man who had taken her child. So how can we do what Maria did? Think about the love of Jesus poured out for you on Calvary. Here is a man who will never let you down, a man who shows you your true value by his death on the cross. And think about God the Father, with whom you are always safe. Yes, God the Father allowed Maria to be martyred, but she would tell you that he worked this for her greater good, and that she was safe all the time in his providential care. Now, I am an imperfect father, but I would do anything for my daughters. How much more will the most perfect of all fathers do for you? This is the age of lust, pornography, and resentment. St. Maria Goretti calls us to renew our battle against these tremendously evil forces of lust and resentment. St. Maria Goretti, pray for us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, what were you reflecting on with this meditation?
It was a great meditation. I think so different from the last time we talked about this, I was really struck by the message of forgiveness here.
Oh.
Because I think it is surprising that forgiveness is even part of this story, that it was even effective in this case. First, that she would offer it, and second, that he would actually be led down that path. And I think that's the miracle of her sacrifice. But I think there's a very important message there as far as what we need to do and how we need to change in order to change this environment and atmosphere that the world is creating. In the sense that most people, even hearing the story, won't like how it ends. They won't want forgiveness for him. And I think as humans, it's very natural. We have this, it's true in movies and books. We really want the bad guy to, A, be truly, fully evil and not salvageable. And B, we don't want good for them in the least bit, which is concerning for two reasons. A, it lacks empathy, and B, what does it mean for ourselves? Because then once we fall, we think there's no way back up. Essentially, if we don't believe that that's a path that we could all realistically go down, that that's not some Hollywood monster made in a lab, that is a normal person who made normal human decisions that took him down a path that extreme, and that we are not above or separate from that path, but also that there is still a way to turn around for all those people. So you need to believe the danger for yourself and others, and that forgiveness is so important in that. And if we can't forgive them, then we'll have a harder time forgiving ourselves or realizing that we can make that turnaround from sin.
What do you think makes it so hard for us to forgive?
My gut reaction is I think we have this disordered desire for justice where we don't really know what justice means. Because we think justice means if you suffered the way I suffer, then I feel better. But really it's, I want you to take back what happened, which can't be done in this life.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we think forgiveness means taking away their suffering, which you don't want to do, because you want them to suffer.
Yeah, you hurt me, so you need to hurt.
Exactly.
That's tenfold.
The prime thing. And it, oh, what's that line about? It's like drinking poison and thinking it will kill someone else.
Yeah, resentment is like drinking poison and expecting it to hurt the other person.
Yeah.
Because the devil just wants to destroy everybody. And he can destroy one person by the sin and then destroy the other person by the resentment. The devil doesn't care what weapon he uses or that we use on ourselves.
Yeah.
He just wants us to destroy ourselves.
Anytime we see someone who suffered and they haven't gone down a terrible path, we're completely surprised. We're like, how are you so good despite what you've suffered? But Maria Goretti proves the opposite strength.
But I think at the root of resentment, I could be totally wrong. I'm just reflecting out loud here.
Aren't we all?
Is that with resentment, we are unwilling to forgive ourselves first.
Mm. What do you mean by that?
In Maria's situation, she was 100% innocent.
Mm-hmm.
But often, in the situations we're in, we've made choices, and we have some responsibility for what led to our being hurt.
I agree. I think it sucks, but I agree.
And we want to put all the 100% of the blame on the other person and not forgive them and resent them. But what it really is we can't forgive ourselves.
Yeah. And all of these things are so terrible because it perpetuates it. Because if we can't recognize the whole of the situation, including the part we might have played in it, in all cases, not just in this specific kind of case, but across the board, when anything that leads to resentment, then we're perpetuating those environments.
Yeah. We have to begin by forgiving ourselves. And then we will find it much easier to forgive others. Because if we really look at, man, I've made a lot of bad decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm paying the price for those decisions. But I forgive myself because I have heaven waiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I forgive myself because I know what I ultimately want.
Yeah. And then that unlocks this life to become the beginning of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Where resentment turns this life into the beginning of hell.
That's true. Yeah.
But forgiveness allows this life to be the beginning of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that we have to, it begins by forgiving ourselves. And being, this is going to sound really, I don't know, is cheesy even a word anymore? Is that even a phrase?
Absolutely.
In some ways, I'm not saying that we should be soft on ourselves or irresponsible or lower the moral standard. I'm not saying that. But you know what? We're not very good to ourselves.
Yeah.
We're not very kind to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We really beat ourselves up. We're perfectionists in so many ways, which is impossible. We need to start with mercy to ourselves, experiencing mercy from ourselves. And then we'll be more merciful to others.
Yeah. See how you change because of mercy, and you'll start to realize how much others can change.
Yeah.
If you show them that mercy.
Yeah. And I think the greatest way is we need to have a better sense of humor. Now, I'm not trying to make light of this situation with Maria Goretti or any situation out there where a person's been hurt. I'm not making light of it. But in normal everyday life, because we drive ourselves with such a narrative of such a story of knocking ourselves down, we need to have a better sense of humor. Because we're not perfect. Mm-hmm. Nobody's imperfect. Mm-hmm. We all cause wreckage. I just think we need to forgive ourselves, be kinder to ourselves, have a little more sense of humor, and then I think we'll start doing that with the people around us.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think this case is so intense. but a lot of the things we experience in our daily life, the thing that we're sending people to the guillotine for, are pennies. Just pennies. Just the slightest thing. And if we were a bit more humorous about that, if we could acknowledge it.
But don't you think we're sending people to the guillotine for such little offenses because we don't love and forgive and are not merciful to ourselves?
Time. The people that pick on others the most or are constantly pointing out others' flaws
they hate
are really,
themselves.
Really afraid of people noticing their own flaws. And this is how we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I only start getting judgmental when I'm getting really self-conscious.
Yeah. This is why peace has to begin in our own hearts before it can flow out to others and to the world. Nah, that sounds really cheesy. But it is true. I got to be at peace with myself first, which means I got to forgive myself and I got to have a little more sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. It's not the conversation I expected to have.
Me either. That's why it's so awesome.
It's good.
You always give me a fresh perspective.
I'm just trying
to surprise
you.
That's the whole point of conversation, is that we each have, we see one facet of reality.
Mm-hmm.
We can't see all of it.
Yeah.
But by reflecting on something and then discussing it together, we get to see more of reality than we delight in more of reality.
Yeah.
And that's the delight of good conversation.
I think as Catholics, we need to strive to see the world better. And we see better with two eyes rather than one.
Or four eyes.
I meant like one individual being one eye. And you need two eyes for depth perception.
Okay, so for all you Cyclops out there,
I'm sorry.
Get a friend.
Get a friend. Two heads are better than one.
So thank you.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.